This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Ah. The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
So, out of the kitchen comes an angry Cheech, Marin, and he says, and I don't do his voice, so I'm not even going to try,
no,
but he says,
Hey, I told you not to drink that.
And I said, no, Cheech, that's not what you said. You said not to finish your juice boxes. This is a Squeeze-It.
Mm-hmm.
And if you remember, Squeeze-It is a plastic bottle shape juice treat.
I remember.
And so he tells me, you know, and I don't do his voice, so I won't even try. But he goes, that's semantics. And I said, I made a joke about something about being romantic.
He collects all those 90s drinks.
Boku. He has a lot of Boku.
Squeeze-Its and Ecto Cooler.
That's so funny to say. Ecto Cooler.
All the cool old drinks that – remember coming home from school and having Sunny D?
And passing right by the purple stuff. And if you remember the commercial ad.
Yes.
Yes, he collects those. And I guess I did drink the last one that was around.
Mm-hmm.
Of his Squeeze-Its. And so he was pretty peeved and...
the last Squeeze-It, yeah.
I cooked him a four-course meal.
Hey, welcome to Hollywood Handbook, an insider's guide to kicking butt and dropping names in the red carpet line back hallways of this industry we call showbiz.
What up, what up?
And that's... What would you call that one?
It's sort of a sultry, sleepy sort of... Boudoir,
gentleman.
Well, there's no pressure on us. What up, what up? We've got all day. It's a weekend. And come back to bed, sweetie. Now, we
something
gotta
we are
talk.
Pissed about. There was something that made us a little pissed. We, reading the news, this movie, Adam Sandler doing the movie, Ridiculous Six, people who happen to be Native American, walking off the set of this movie because they thought the jokes about them were mean.
And if anybody didn't think of me right away when they heard that authentic Native Americans were pissed.
Get a new thinker.
Yes. Replace your thinker with one that actually works. Obviously I'm going to talk about this. Obviously we had the idea originally for Ridiculous Six. We saw Million Ways to Die in the West and we said, well, this is good, but what about a Western that's a comedy? Mm-hmm. And so we started cooking up some ways to do something like that. Seem like America wants it. Anyway, we wrote the script in a way that was very sensitive to my people.
Yes.
I'm 1/8 Native American. I don't know what kind, but that's part of the controversy. It sounds like there's all different kinds that are mad about this.
See, this was something that you figured out because you trace your heritage and finding out recently that there are different kinds. You can't just be Native American.
No.
There's all these different things.
There is. There's a whole, and there some of the names are outrageous, and I'm so proud of my people for coming up with some of these crazy noises and the imagination, and no wonder where I get it. And so –
we'll read some of the scripts because the script got leaked, the Ridiculous Six script that they ended up using, and talk about some of the changes they made.
Well, one thing, you know, that people were pretty upset about was there's a – joke, and I hesitate to even call it that, where somebody walked off set because one of the women is named Beaver Breath.
Beaver Breath.
And I think you know what that's a reference to. And they completely butchered our version of that joke because Native Americans do have interesting names sometimes, and they'll be named around things in nature, things that they see, things that they do. But Beaver Breath is very insensitive. And he, I think, calls her Beaver Breath, and she says, "How you know my name?" Mm-hmm. Which is not how we talk. But I had written a version of that scene that worked, that was not offensive, and her name was Pussy Breath. And that is because being an actual, real Native American from here, I have met a woman whose breath stank like pussy. And I don't know what she's doing, and I don't care. But that's a joke that you can relate to. But when you make it a beaver...
Was she Native American?
Ah, Christ, I don't know. She was definitely not white. But anyway, when you make it a beaver, it then is like, oh, look at these guys. They all like animals or something. And it just becomes so offensive that no wonder they walked off.
And I can't speak. I have none of this blood in
me. I don't know if we call you gringos or what we say about you.
I mean, I'm so curious about this world. And so naming a Native American character Pussy Breath is not – you're telling me that that's not an offensive thing to do.
No, not if you do it right and you handle it like an adult. I mean, that's what we would say, me and my guys. But you had an excerpt from the script.
Yeah, let me read another section of this that the guy, the main guy's talking to the character Sits on Face. Which, what was that originally?
Oh, they kept that.
Oh, that was the original. It was Sits on Face.
Yeah, well, okay. I've seen a guy do that.
Okay. Well, they made it a girl, I guess, is how they changed it.
Ugh, that, ugh.
Very offensive.
What? Why?
And so to Sits on Face, the character says, "Say, honey, how about after this we go someplace and I put my pee-pee in your teepee?"
Okay. Record scratch. Stop the tape. You can't say that stuff, pee-pee in my teepee. Now, I had written a very tasteful version of that where I meditated, went into like a sweat lodge thingy, got in touch with my Manitou, my spirit animal. And when I came out, I wrote a scene that spoke to the trials of my people. And it was Sits on Face, who was a guy, said to either Pussy Breath or some other chick, he goes, hey, later on tonight, why don't I put my figwam in your wigwam? And that's because we don't call them teepees. We call them wigwams. Now,
and a figwam is...
Figwam, yeah, it's supposed to sound like what is being a penis. And that is maybe a little bit of a stretch, but...
So is that – that's not a Native American term, because I don't know anything about this. I mean, you mostly educate me on this subject.
If it's a term, it's not one that my guys use or that I've done. But it does kind of sound, once you just put it in context, like it could be. And we went through a bunch of different drafts on that where it was my pig crom or my jigwam, and it just, we realized figwam, well, fig is kind of a long, thin, brown thing. Could that be a penis, like guy's
your
penis?
Yeah. You look at your
Well,
penis.
When I hold a fig next to my penis, I go, shit, that ain't too far off. And so that's what eventually led me to using that terminology. And if they had asked me about my process, I bet they wouldn't have done this pee-pee in the teepee stuff that we can all agree is not very good.
I sort of wonder if you are holding a date. Are you thinking of dates?
Oh.
Is that the issue? Because I don't think of a fig as being – brown or long or thin or any of those things. It's kind of a fat purple object.
That's what I think a date is.
That's what you think a date is.
Mm-hmm. Now, maybe in our culture, we reverse the two names because
they
we did have plants first here. And so what we sometimes do is you guys just got the names wrong when you saw us pointing at the trees, and then you go, oh, now this is what it is. And sure enough, the white man wrote the dictionary, but let's just say that we're here doing plants already.
Well, there's one more excerpt
scene
from
okay.
the script, and there's a character named Cicero speaking to Sits on Face, who is a girl in this version. And he says, so why don't you give me the money you stole and we'll be on our way? And Sits on Face says, you go now. And Cicero says, settle down now, strawberry tits. And Sits on Face says, my name not strawberry tits. I am Sits on Face. And Cicero says, well, then I'm stiff in pants. And I know okay. that took sort of a long journey from
what it originally
from your
was.
Original version. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, let's start at the beginning. She wasn't called strawberry tits in my version. She was called date tits. Now, you're apparently telling me that it should have been fig tits. But
I'm not saying it should have been. It just depends on what you were trying to accomplish.
Mm-hmm.
So if she was called date tits, that would mean that you associated with like kind of bluish purple, round bluish purple things.
Yeah, that's right.
Because that's what you think a fig is.
Yes.
Yeah.
So when I had written that, I thought, this is funny. And then when the man at that point corrected the woman in my version and said...
All the genders were reversed.
Yes. His name was Sits on Face. She didn't say, well, then I'm stiff in pants, which doesn't make sense no matter what the gender is. What she said was, well, then I'm hungry turkey, gobble, gobble. Mm-hmm. And then what he did was he sat on her face.
I see.
Which I don't think happens in this movie. Just a name they
said. That's the end of the excerpt from the script. That's all. I don't know what happens right after that. It could be that they did keep that. So –
there was still stolen money.
Sits on Face was a male character who the female character calls him date tits because this male character's tits look like
what we think of
as figs.
Yes.
And does that come from real experience? Like you hold – did you hold a fig up to your own –
to my tits? No.
No.
No. Sometimes when you're writing, especially if you're in touch with the earth and if you do use a dream catcher properly, what happens is you capture these fantastic imaginary images and you wake up and you just see like, oh, a man with tits that's – it's dates. And you go, this has to be there for America. And you put it in the script. And when it gets changed to strawberries, you just have to wonder, are these guys terrorists?
Can I hear you just describe a strawberry?
Sure.
Because of the different fruit, you know. Like, what's a strawberry to you?
Well, it's got a coarse, thick rind, and when you slice it open, there are bugs inside.
Okay.
And it's about the size of 10 hot dogs.
10 hot dogs end to end or just kind of bunched together?
Tied in knots. And it's makes a sound like a high humming sound.
When you were shaking it.
When you shake it by your ear, yes. And it floats, but you can't surf on it. Found that out the hard way. And it's I'm not allergic to it, but I can't be near it.
Mm-hmm.
Or I get very sick.
But you're not allergic to it.
No.
But if you get close to it.
I do get sick.
We got some mail we want to talk about.
Well, let's.
A lot of people have been sending us money. That's nice.
Don't. We have enough money now, is what happened. You could send to the show, I guess. I don't know how that works either. But we just hit our max and we have enough money. I guess we could spend it all on scratch-off cards.
We got, Kevin O'Brien, Michael Bay of Pigs, sent us a letter. Dear Hayes and Sean, what the fuck is popping? Hook your boy up with that pro version ASAP. Put a little cash in here so y'all broke boys don't starve to death. Enjoy the Doritos. And there were, I guess, what were once whole Doritos in the envelope, but were now sort of crunched up.
The mailman might have munched some of them.
Into dust. And then there's a picture of a guy lifting weights, and he's got a big dick, and there's an arrow that says, me, question mark. And then from Bruce Reed Robinson, we got a very long letter. Oh, and Kevin O'Brien sent $4. And Bruce Reed Robinson sent any snippets from that letter that you'd like to read?
Okay. Sean, you're cool. It says, Hayes, you don't seem to have any insecurities. There's some stuff about the weather.
That's cool. And he sent us each $50.
Yes, that was big. And that's as much of his letter as I could stomach just because it's written all crazy.
And then we got two DVDs from Bozos, two Because of Winn-Dixie DVDs that he wants us to sign and send back to him. And he sent an envelope, a self-addressed stamped envelope, but it's way too small. It's like a letter envelope, and it would never fit this DVD. So I guess we will just be hanging on to these. Thank you, guys.
Thanks for all the mail, and thanks for sending the stuff. And the money made my stomach hurt to see that somebody had put $50. I don't want your money. I want my money.
I will take it.
Hayes will take it. He buys all the scratchers.
I'll accept Sean. Whatever you were going to give to Sean, you can just.
Well, never mind then. Now. Well, then if you're going to give it, I want it.
We have two good guests today, Alex Anfanger and John from Big Time in Hollywood, Florida. New show, comedy show, coming right up. Talking to the boys, Hollywood Handbook.
Meg Ryan,
I'm sitting across from Liz Fair, and she's taking these big gulps. You know, she'll like eat like a thing of broccoli and just kind of swallow it. Mm-hmm. And I lean across the table. I'm like, Liz, do you not know how to chew? Mm. And she's like, no, like, of course I know. Like, it's like chewing. Everyone does it. But I think she had seen people do it. And she's like kind of imitating what she thinks it is, but she doesn't know that there's like a teeth component.
Right.
You know, like, if you just watch someone chew with their mouth closed.
No, you can't, because you can't tell what's going on inside there.
You can't
see
what's going on inside.
And there's so much stigma attached to speaking with your mouth full or chewing with your mouth open. And people don't want that to happen because it's considered, you know, rude. But mm-hmm. in the interest of transparency, maybe we should introduce a little bit for people like Liz.
As a teaching tool.
And you said she was taking big gulps. Mm-hmm. That's a 7-Eleven thing.
Hey, welcome to Hollywood Handbook, an insider's guide to kicking butt and dropping names of the red carpet linebacker hallways of this industry we call showbiz.
And what up, what up, and
exciting,
hi.
Two exciting corkers today.
Two corkers, one primary corker and a secondary corker as well.
Mm-hmm. Woo! We'll
do the first one first.
Yeah, we'll do the first one first. Okay. Two stars of new show on the Comedy Center, the show Big Time in Hollywood, Florida. Alex.
And I like the title.
Well, we'll talk about it more,
but yeah.
Alex Anfanger.
Yeah. Yeah. And Fanger, but
and John Bass.
Bass.
Are both here nice. Yep. Today. Stars.
Now that's confusing. Because have you mm-hmm. heard this All About That Bass song?
Yeah, I have.
Yeah, no treble?
Yeah, what about it?
Well, isn't that the same spelling?
Yeah.
Well, what's going on there?
Is this the first question?
Hmm?
Is this the first question? Is this the one we're starting with?
Well, we don't count questions here. Well, we should decide.
Is this officially the first question?
Is this the way we're going to start it?
Well, we should
only
explain.
We only
get six questions for John.
Okay.
Well, and that was in the contract.
Well, let me get down and dirty on this one, okay?
Okay.
I want to give you guys a 411 on this one. So, yeah, I have done that before. I have said all about the bass. And then here's the thing. Here's what's crazy about it. My sister is married to a guy named Adam Savelle. So we go all about the bass, no Seville.
Yes.
And we just laugh.
And I want to be invited to that family barbecue.
What a Thanksgiving. That has got
so much laughing.
That's good.
The show. Yeah.
And fuck Adam.
Fuck him so hard.
Big time in Hollywood, Florida. Interesting that it is mostly about two boys.
Yeah.
Which also podcast named Hollywood in the name.
And right. Two boys.
Also
yes.
Two boys.
Yes.
And there's a tertiary character who is a stupid guy.
Well.
Almost like an engineer.
Yes.
Almost like an engineer, yeah.
Sort of stupid in the manner of an engineer.
Yes, he's fucking it up and he can't get anything right and he seems to have some sort of brain disease. And it reminded me of seeing the engineer and how they try to do stuff and they can't. Is it based on the engineer in any way, that character, John Bass?
It's Bass. No. No, it's not at all. I mean, he's right here, first of all.
Engineer Cody, do you feel like you're watching yourself up there on the screen?
Yeah.
That's a classic engineer sound.
Yeah.
When asked a question, you usually get a, duh.
I don't know. We don't need to talk about engineer stuff. I don't want to make him feel you're being so mean to him.
Yeah,
you know,
you know he's right here. He's
yeah.
Right next to me.
I know.
I'm right here.
Oh, yeah, I guess it's fine, actually. He seems like he doesn't understand.
Yeah.
One cool thing about engineers, awesome. One great philosophy that I think keeps them ticking in a way is any attention is good attention. Mm-hmm. So you're saying their name, you're talking about them, they are all smiles.
That's a win.
Yeah.
Sure, mm-hmm. Sure.
So the show has two boys and they're doing.
And their dumb friend.
And dumb mm-hmm. friend Thank and they're you. Doing movies and they want to be famous. Where'd you get that idea?
You know, that's kind of, yeah, it was just life experience sort of.
You were friends with a boy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I had two boyfriends in Hollywood, Florida.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. They wanted to be famous. And I agreed to make this documentary about them. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, in the course of that, I listened to this podcast.
Mm.
And I started to, you know, I started to hear some, you know, the engineer, some stuff I heard about, you know. Engineer, the moron.
Yeah, if you just yeah. hold up your hand the so moron. He can't see your right, mouth moving, right.
yeah,
he doesn't
you
know who's
hide
talking.
Your mouth.
I was listening to your moron engineer. I thought that'd be such a good character. We get this guy I know. He's such an idiot. His name's John Bass. Play this character. And so we made this show. And, you know, also I want to be clear, you said Comedy Center before, and that's mm-hmm. that doesn't exist. It's Comedy Central, just to be perfectly clear about it.
Well, comedy.
Well, we're in the Pacific time zone, though, Alex.
Yeah.
I don't think that matters. I think it's always called Comedy Central.
Well, it does matter because that means the time it airs is different.
Mm-hmm. Comedy Mountain Central.
And if you want to tell people what time your show is on, explain that it is on a different time.
Yes, and please do walk people through the zones.
Explaining where they are.
Okay. Yeah, it's on at 10:30. But
and then in Rocky Mountains.
Right, 9:30. Yeah. But I think it's always Comedy Central, isn't it?
John,
Central.
You seem exasperated.
It's Central. I don't see where the problem is. No matter where it's playing, it's Comedy Central.
That's right. I don't think the time zone changes where it's playing, is what he's
or
saying.
Or changes what the name of the channel is.
Well, the channel's different on different TVs. You go to your friend's house, the number
and
is
apps,
different.
And
sometimes.
Talk about the apps.
Yes.
Because there is actually different models and they're changing and they're streaming now.
At my house, it's 42.
Mm-hmm.
See, that's a channel.
Comedy channel.
Oh,
that's
right,
what
right,
I'm
right.
saying.
Right. That's,
that
yes. You're.
But in my
his
friend's house, it's
him.
Way okay. up in the 800s.
Right.
Yeah. And there's a 1,000 one.
Mm hmm.
And I seen it last time we were watching on the when we were at the restaurant.
We were seeing how high up it could go.
Yeah, at a restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
You were using their TV and just
my TV.
Going
well,
as
no,
they
it's,
could go.
It's,
the one I rented. Yes.
You rent a TV?
Mm-hmm. Well, rent to own. Yes.
Oh.
But okay. I don't have a TV in my home. Just thing. It's a whole thing with my dad. If I watch it too loud at night, he can't.
So you live
sleep,
with
he says.
And you're living with your dad, too?
Not with. I mean, you know, he's... I'm in a sick
oh.
basement
oh, okay.
condo, and he is upstairs in a, you know, the house, the more house part of the house.
It's not the same room. I oh. mean, that would be...
Yeah, I'm not living with him. We're not, like, it's... sharing a bed.
Yeah.
yeah. you know, I have his old bed.
Oh, okay.
Cool. Yeah. That would be so weird.
And sometimes he does want it back. And so you
yes.
are, in that respect, you are sometimes sharing a bed that it has to.
Well, he got a water bed because he thought it was going to be cool, but I think sometimes it messes up his back.
yeah. Cody, can I have the sound cable, please?
Oh, yeah, we might need that.
Because I thought we'd play a clip.
Oh,
oh
yeah.
you're going to do a clip of the show?
Yeah,
oh,
so we could just play a clip
great.
From the show.
Sick. This is great.
Because someone was... Because you were saying apps.
This is so exciting.
Yes, and so you don't even have to have the TV or be in the restaurant or any of it
yeah.
in order to watch this.
You
and,
can just have yeah. have the show from online.
Yeah, no, from online, on the apps, or on, yeah, ComedyCentral.com.
Or in a restaurant, if that's the way you watch it.
Oh, it's
that's
so weird.
Totally cool.
It's such a weird place to watch the show. It's so
it's
loud
fun.
And people are eating. I don't...
So
is
let's
that,
do the clip.
Okay.
Just to
suffocate you with the bone. Hear me? Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
That's a very short.
Maybe you could help me with this because.
Okay.
You start the download and then it stops and you try to jump to the middle to kind of zhuzh it, to kind of jump it, this the download again. And it does it a little bit. You get that much, but then it stops. And you
sure.
keep opening and closing the computer to try and, like, get it going again.
I don't think you can skip that step.
Which step?
Step?
The opening and closing the computer. That's, I've never.
I would say that's mistake number one.
Yeah.
You probably shouldn't open and close the computer constantly.
It's a refresh.
Okay, yeah. How's it going to know that
how's
you want to start
refresh?
Over?
Yeah.
There's a refresh button.
Well, maybe you can just talk about the clip.
Right, or you just let it load.
That's as.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. When you want to refresh it, don't pour a cold lemonade because that's how I find that refreshing,
even
but
as
a computer
a joke.
Won't.
Even as a joke.
Even as a joke, the computer...
does not think it's very funny.
Either doesn't get it or is mean because we have had problems with that.
Sure, sure.
So... So when you say there's a refresh button, I'm thinking maybe you mean refreshments or something and you're misinformed, but
right.
you do have to open and close it.
Should and we talk about that clip that we just
yes,
heard?
Yes. Well, it was something
we
about
so
a bone,
short.
Wasn't
it? Was so
it?
Short.
It was.
It was
I
so
think
short.
All that we – right. Can we play it again or is that it?
I don't think that's going to work.
It's not going to go. Yeah.
Let me try. Here.
Okay.
Let me try.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, I,
yeah, yeah, okay. So
I know what you're playing.
Oh,
I
yeah.
know what you're playing.
Let's
yeah.
talk, discuss that. What
Should
a fascinating
talk,
clip.
Do yeah. you like that better than the other clip?
I don't. I mean, both of them are very short and hard. What?
Oh, sorry,
yeah,
both it's of the, so weird. You choose that clip.
You know,
that's the end credits.
Yeah, it is. It is a weird. It's definitely a weird, you know, clip to choose. I think from it, what you specifically what you played was were the production.
Are you worried about spoilers
at the end? No, I'm not worried.
Just
about
because
it.
We're trying to turn people onto the show,
right.
and he's saying it's the end part. So,
right.
is it that it's going to give it away? Should they not know that there's a globe guy
being crushed? No, I you can
oh,
absolutely
he gets crushed.
Play. Yeah, oh. yeah. I it's
it's
honest,
it's at the end
it doesn't
of every
give anything
one of the
away.
Episodes
that
gives,
must hurt.
Yeah.
Every episode ends with the production credits.
Right, it's always
nothing about the show.
Okay, so you're not worried about spoiling it.
It's like Bugs Bunny, where the globe can get crushed in one episode, and then he just comes back okay in the next episode.
Let me be
like
clear.
The wolf.
It's the production company's just card at the end. It has nothing to do with the show at all. It's just to show who made the show.
So he's saying that. It ends at the same way every time. So is this like Groundhog Day or something?
I don't know. Here's some inside. I don't want to let's get into it.
Yes,
then. Some insider biz stuff.
Speak on that. Yeah.
Some insider biz stuff at the end of every episode of our show. And there's some production credits.
And those are...
And they're the same every single time.
Yeah.
We got to be really simple here, Alex. We got to really get into it, okay?
No, I didn't realize these were the... Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, this is... Yeah, yeah. Those are...
So at the end of every episode, like we're talking episodes over, the show is not happening.
I'm sorry. This is big time. Episodes is on Showtime.
Okay.
So it's not Showtime,
The time. The time is confusing.
Yes, that can get – yes, and there's been a lot of time discussion today. But Episodes is on Showtime. It's Matt LeBlanc. It's a wonderful parody sort of how your vision for a television show can get compromised by the process of network notes.
Sure. Yeah, no, we know what Episodes is. I think John knows. I don't think that's what he meant.
No, not at all. I was talking about the
episodes of our show.
Episodes of our of Big Time.
I feel like
this is going to get lost.
So confused. And yeah. I apologize,
like what is,
I think it's our fault.
The episodes of
Yeah, what's show. The yeah? Right. Do you say that in the writers' room? Like, what's the episodes of Big Time? Like, how do we capture
how
that?
Episodes do this.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think that's a lot of time is spent in the writers' room figuring out what the episodes are, which has nothing at all to do with the Showtime show. It's the episodes of our show, Big Time.
Which Showtime show?
No. Episodes. Episodes is the Showtime.
The Showtime show with
it's
David
called
Spade.
Episodes. David Spade, I don't think is in that.
The Showtime show.
The Showtime show episodes.
Showtime show with David Spade.
Oh, I didn't know
it's
that was
a show.
It's
on the Comedy Center.
No, it's not.
Let's do... Should we do the notes?
Let's do this, because we did touch on, and you guys did bring up episodes, and that is a nice
it's a great
show about notes. And so we want to do a segment that we do called Note for Note. And what this... and do we have a theme song for that yet, Hayes?
Yes. Cody, will you sing the theme song?
Sing the theme song,
that we taught
Code?
You for Note for Note?
Code Man?
Are you going to sing it?
Yes.
Oh, that's great.
We rehearsed this a lot.
Oh, this is awesome.
Note for note, take a note from your pocket and take it out and read it out loud because it's note for note.
That's close.
That was good.
That was close.
Very close.
So what we wanted to do was... You know, anyone who makes any kind of art has to at some point receive notes. Mm-hmm. And we wanted to kind of have a little bit of a heavyweight match, slobber-knocking throwdown where we'll give a note on your show and then you give us a note on the podcast and we see who does better.
Because we love the shows. So loved.
So
loved
good.
By us. Millions. We love the show.
Yeah. We are loving it. Yes.
Thank you so much.
Woo. We're crazy.
Thank you.
We're crazy for watching
so
this
so cool and can't wait for it to sort of get there.
Yeah.
I don't know
and
what
we're
that
truly
means,
rooting
you.
For it as well.
Yes. Oh, and over the
that.
Hump, yes.
And maybe this will be the thing that gives
what
us the big pushy. Huh? The big final pushy.
Yes, the final. Yes.
Okay.
Great.
So who goes first?
I guess we should.
Okay.
To teach him how to do note.
Okay.
What if you guys had on the show, doing the show like normal like it is now, but then every 5 minutes or something like that, you're in a comedy club and it's stand-up about the show. Or it's like about the stuff that's going to happen on the show.
Mm-hmm.
So, like,
and we'd kind of know what was happening and
one
how
of the
feel.
Guys is in a car, is it going to be a car scene? But before that, you're in the stand up doing like, you ever be in the car and the seat just like goes back all of a sudden, you know? You're driving and the seat just like goes all the way back.
Yeah, that's a. Yeah, that's an idea. That's totally an idea. That's,
it doesn't really fit. Yeah.
It sounds a lot like Seinfeld, maybe. Are you talking about
no,
Seinfeld?
No, because that was only at the beginning part.
Right.
And this, it should be all the way through.
Oh, that's, okay.
Every 5 minutes.
And
minutes.
Maybe replace some of the other scenes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, Yeah, we could.
Duly
we could,
noted.
We could.
See? Yeah, he gets that. It.
Yes.
That's what you're supposed to say after accepting every note.
Come on, man. Noted. Just keep it true. All right.
I mean, that's it seems, you know, like it feels like you haven't watched the show, you know, at all.
Hmm. Oh, so are you doing that already?
No. It just, okay. I think it would be out of place.
Just take the note.
No, I mean, I it's
just do like, don't make a big deal. Don't like make them feel bad.
Just take the note.
John's got a future. I'll tell you why.
Thank you.
Okay.
But, like,
okay.
Come on, man. Don't like make them feel weird.
I'm trying to think of what the equivalent is. It's like, I don't know, taking a break, you know, from your podcast, you know, every 5 minutes to, you know, like shave a dog.
Is that your note?
That's our note.
Yeah. Is that your note?
Oh, I mean, yeah.
That's a good note.
Well, it's as good a time as any to bring up Harry's Razors.
Harry's Razors.
From a factory in Germany.
You can shave pretty much anything.
Uh-huh. Even if it's during your podcast and you want to shave your dog.
And give the dog a little bop on the head first, because otherwise he's going to be moving around a lot during the shave.
Oh. And that's sponsored by Alex Anfanger, that idea. Oh. So we'll take it under consideration. It wouldn't work, but here's the thing with your show. I love the show so much. I would like to really like these guys.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Sympathy.
Mm.
Yeah. Maybe one of them gets sick.
Okay.
Mm, okay.
Everyone's sick in the show, and everyone's dying.
I think
if everyone's throwing up, dying, Del maybe is dead. Maybe Del dies right off the bat.
I don't know.
Well, okay. He throws up too much.
Mm.
I don't know.
It is a personal problem.
Because I see what you're saying.
Free pitch.
Okay.
Dude, you're getting Adele.
I love it. I thought about that so many times.
Free.
Great. Thank you, man. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. You might have to pay.
It's delicious.
Okay. Like apples.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Dilettante.
How many more do you have?
Delby.
Delby?
Yeah, like Delby.
Yeah.
Like Delby Digital. Sorry.
Yeah.
Delby.
Oh, Delby. Delby Surround.
Delling it out.
What does that mean?
You know, you're delling stuff out. Delling it out.
Yeah,
delling the cards out.
Yeah,
yeah. Like before. I'm delling a hand.
Don't tell me what to do.
Don't tell me what to do.
Yeah. And then I see you've got your notebook out. He's only got 6 or 7 more. Do you want to just rip through them now?
I'll just rip through them.
I can't believe you brought all these.
Delicious.
That one I feel like we heard.
Oh, shit.
It's delicious before, but...
Oh, yeah. Well, you know what? No, he underlined the part of it on this
exactly.
One.
I'm confused at what this is, though. Are these just taglines for you?
Just let me finish.
Okay.
I'm Del.
That's just screaming Del?
Not really scream. This is a scream one. I'm Del. Dolly Parton. Delphin taxes.
That one's written out and it's very scribbly. And yeah. You've started and stopped it several times.
Starts. Yes.
Yeah. Yep.
I got like 4 more. Let me just finish these off.
Yeah.
Bob Del.
Mm, like Bob Dole.
Yeah.
Dude, you're
holding a pen in a funny way when he says that one, guys.
Dude, you're getting Adele is on there.
I just want to say
that. Like, we did that one earlier, but that's also on the list. Yep.
Oh, okay. You said 4.
Did you not want to read
Salvador Dali and Delph Vader?
It says,
I wasn't
it
very,
says, don't was, forget to say farmer in the Dell on the page.
There's a drawing of a pretty cool looking plane. It says it's a Delph bomber. So
and this is page one. This is his character's name on the show. So now you can go back and really enjoy this bit. Now that you know that the character John plays on the show is named Del.
No. Well, yeah, but who cares?
It may be as good a time as any to let Alex know that John had contacted us independently and wanted to confront you live on our podcast about how you weren't really using his character to the full potential.
Yeah.
And you have him doing antics on the show, but you're not really ever saying his name in a way that sort of sounds like another word.
I apologize, you know, John. Well, we can, you know.
I just had a full list of stuff that you could have used throughout the season.
I just, I don't know how to use that. But
there were times on set, I want to make sure that I know it. There were times on set where I would go, hey, what if I like all of a sudden just went.
But you just want us to refer to you as like a farmer in the Dell?
Yeah. Or me, or like any other characters. And like the whole time that we were on set, I would like come up to you with those suggestions and you'd like just like smile and like walk away.
Yeah. I thought you were totally kidding. But I now that, you know, that I know that you're serious about it and, you know, we can refer to you as several of these, you know, for like next season. This is Farmer in the Dell.
Great. I think we just settled it.
And I think we might have saved the show.
Yeah.
A very good note.
And yeah, so Delbert. And I don't work there, but, you know, Delbert and Dogbert, whatever.
The characters, I noticed because I do watch the show, and this should prove that I do watch it. The characters, I like the clothes they wear sometimes, but they're changing clothes a lot. Mm. And so then sometimes it's like, who is this now? Is this a different guy?
Can be confusing.
The same person. And so maybe do like Bart Simpson, where you're always wearing the same clothes, unless you're going to church, in which case you dress up, mom makes you dress
doing
up
the
a little bit more.
Or doing the Bartman.
But then you can see sort some of the same clothes underneath Bartman's clothes.
Are you trying to just prove that you've seen the show by saying, because I feel like most shows, people change outfits.
Well, we've named one where they don't on The Simpsons.
And
they don't.
And actually, that's Delbert true. Is an example of another show where never changed.
They would want to change their ties on that show because they are sticking curled up in a way, but they don't change them because it's too confusing.
Oh, sure, sure. Okay. Well, so I guess Delbert, he'll be Delbert for season two, and he will never change clothes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that sounds good.
Okay.
Great. Great note, guys.
Now we're in the episodes territory where I'm starting to think,
What?
Starting to think, Oh, you mean the Showtime show?
Yeah, with David Spade.
Matt LeBlanc. Are you talking about episodes or the Showtime show?
Did you guys want to give another note on the podcast?
I don't know, John. What do you think?
I think you guys can. I don't know if you've gotten this one before, but like you guys sometimes will say the wrong things.
I would also just be familiar with the shows, and I know that you've. You've watched it, but it seems like
and just like be familiar with names and stuff.
And they're
there's like Comedy Center is not a thing,
right?
I think something we can like put right off the bat, and definitely not a thing.
The clips from the that are production cards has nothing to do with the show.
I mean, now we're giving them way too many notes.
No. I'm saying.
But I mean, while we're getting it out there, I think definitely.
I just don't know what that would be.
Mm-hmm. It would just be a scene or a real moment from the show.
I'm trying to picture it, and what would that be doing it that way? What would be what's happening?
I think
we're not doing any clips.
Right.
You know, we're not saying anything. We're not even allowed to talk.
Okay. That's not what we're saying at all.
It's a podcast.
Yeah, we're not allowed to say anything.
So
we
no
have
clips,
to only do what you
no
guys
clips,
say.
No saying anything. Just following the rules.
Yes. Nobody is allowed to produce anything, I guess. And it's all just listening to you guys, and you guys are mean. Like, that doesn't sound like something people would like.
I didn't think that we were being mean. We offended.
I don't know. I mean, I think we were just trying to give like a constructive note about
how important is making a woman come?
Is that just a non sequitur question? Or
I think we've been dancing around it.
Yeah.
I think it's important.
It has been weird that the whole time you've been sitting there, you've just been like tapping on the table, like just ever so slightly, like as if you're like trying to like.
Well, it's also
you're
weird
like practicing.
That you,
trying to what? Go on.
I don't want
to
get too graphic about it, but you've just been like rubbing the table.
I mean, I also don't know why you have porn on your computer out in the middle of the
that. Just start playing after the clip.
Also on your phone.
Oh, okay, that's different. That's a phone call I'm getting.
It's just a video.
Do you want to take that?
I don't know. I mean, if you don't mind.
Yeah, just take it real quick.
On mic?
Yeah, sure.
Hello? I agree.
That's so obviously a video.
I agree with that.
I don't know why.
Well, thank you. That's very nice of you to say.
That's so.
Well, you're welcome. I'm glad that that's how that feels.
That's clearly, okay. That's clearly a porn video.
Then I'm going to. Then I'm going to leave too. And thanks for everything. Well, that was a successful phone call.
You weren't on the phone.
That was a, absolutely a video that was playing in your ear.
No, they have the new phone speaking style with the face.
Mm-hmm.
No,
it's not to do another version of time, but it's like a face kind of time.
I mean, but then it's just somebody who's having sex while you're talking at them. Even if they are like Skyping you, which I guess is what you're saying is happening,
mm-hmm.
It's still those were two people having sex.
Yes.
And you were
minimum
pretending to have a just a very generic, very polite conversation.
Is there no place for that in the bedroom?
Was that too?
I mean, we
that,
like to get rude sometimes. We like. I mean, we all have a nasty boy inside of us, but I think that we also can be nice.
Please stop rubbing the table like that. God.
Just a table.
Was that two people minimum or having sex minimum?
Oh, it was having sex minimum. It was exactly two people.
Yeah. Huh.
But they were at minimum having sex and probably more.
So I think that was clear.
You know them.
Yes, that's just old friends.
And let me understand this. So they Skype you and you just talk to them quietly while they have sex.
Well, he pulls up, you know, the file of how you speak to them, which is you search for hot friends.
Mm-hmm.
Then this is just definitely a porn video. That has nothing to do with Skype or anything. You're talking about just
– it's in this phone.
It's in the phone. It's literally inside the phone. And you literally are seeing it on the screen of the phone.
You're talking about porn.
It's a phone, Alex.
Okay.
It's a phone.
Just let it go.
Alex,
just let it, okay. Just okay, let okay, it go. Okay. Just let yep. it go. All right. Yeah. This is a losing battle. It's for yeah. sure.
It's E.T. Porn Home. Is that what you think it is?
Okay.
I mean, is that your thing now?
Imagine what that would be.
They never would have won the Oscar with that. It's a phone. So, yes, search
yeah.
hot friends.
Absolutely.
Yep.
I understand what you're talking about now.
And then
I was confused.
Just, yeah,
come yeah, on. I was confused.
It's before. Great. It's great. That's a great
thanks.
Way
to... And John gets it. And John, this table's probably having a good time, huh?
Hannah Dell.
Hmm?
Hannah Dell.
Ah.
Hannah Dell. Like
Hannah Dell.
Hannah Dell Lecter.
Like Hannibal.
Let's do the popcorn. Find it.
Gallery.
The Popcorn Gallery.
This is a
time for
song. Uh-huh. You know
popcorn
that.
Popcorn Gallery. It's a segment on Hollywood.
Song about the show.
Hayes, let the viewers ask about, the questions. Not
about
the
our show?
Gallery. It's about
No. It's a song for this, for the podcast.
Is the
for,
reason
okay. yes.
it's called the Popcorn
questions?
Gallery. And Sean and
asking Hayes, them.
Letting the viewers.
You guys.
Doing all the questions. Yeah.
Other guys
time for
from them.
The Popcorn Gallery.
It's such a confusing way to yeah. put it.
Let's reach into the popcorn bag and pull out a question for the guys.
Woo!
Yes. I'm so excited to get some real questions.
That feels so good. Are you going to munch me up and put me in your mouth on popcorn? I pulled it out and I'm putting it in my mouth. So that's the popcorn.
And I will say,
wow,
Engineer Cody really responded to that sound.
He just dropped his water.
It caused his both limbs to just kind of lash out uncontrollably and knock over some liquids on the engineering board.
On the mixer.
Which somebody might say, professional sound engineer, maybe not a good idea to always be drinking fluids right next to the board, to always be sure to have
well,
an open glass.
It's in a container with a cap on it, is it not?
Oh, no, it's a just a straight-up glass with a big mouth at the top.
Oh, interesting.
We have a question from Valerie Bryant.
Mm-hmm.
And so we didn't know for sure that John was coming in the beginning, so it was just that Alex's friend. We knew this from Alex's friend, so we have some questions for Alex's friend as well.
He's on the show also. He's a, you know.
I'll take what I can get, though, honestly. Okay.
You know.
The question from Valerie Bryant, you know it's got to be, Alex, you're a trendsetter. I heard before you came along, people were saying, that isn't anything but a chicken's wing. What other popular phrases have you coined?
That's
sensitive subject for you.
Yeah. I mean, this hits home.
Not so proud of some of the phrases you've popularized, are you, Alex? Mm,
people have taken them in a direction that maybe it was not what you anticipated.
There's been a lot of, you know, hateful hate speech.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want to talk about it because, yeah, I'm not proud of it.
You didn't want "that's what she said" to have anything to do with sexual stuff, did you?
No, I didn't.
You wanted it to be nice things.
I did. And, you know, so yeah, that was mine. That's what she said.
Can you talk about on and popping a little bit?
On and popping?
Yeah.
That was another one that I coined.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And you, what did you want it to mean, and how are people using it now in the club?
On and popping was, I mean, it was supposed to be about popcorn, actually, which is
perfect for this segment. Yeah.
Yeah. And it was strictly for my machine. I had a popcorn machine, and I would say it's on and popping. Mm-hmm. And that means, quite literally, that the popcorn machine is on and that the kernels are popping.
Mm-hmm. And get ready to enjoy a treat.
And that also was taken, and it was used by all these youngsters in the clubs in a very derogatory way.
Mm. But you're proud of Biznatch. That one worked out.
Biznatch, yeah. Biznatch was fine. I used to scream Biznatch a lot.
Yeah, better way to say bitch.
Oh, I thought it was like business naturally.
No, it was my way of saying bitch. Yeah. Yeah, I would scream it a lot. And I think that one's very funny. And I'm proud of it.
She also has, and by all the answers should have something to do with popcorn. People don't really.
It's so rare that in the popcorn gallery, people relate their answer to popcorn, and this is maybe the first time.
I've not caught up to this.
It's a coincidence.
The segment's about popcorn. The answer should be about popcorn.
Yeah.
This is to Alex's friend
from
Valerie Bryant. Have you ever committed a hate crime?
Uh-oh. No.
But it should be something about popcorn.
I don't... I
just well, once, figure out a way to answer the question, but with the subject being popcorn.
We have popcorn in there, yeah.
I would say it's a hate crime the way that you eat popcorn.
I will take that.
I've seen you do it.
It's John. It's a question for John.
I know, but I've watched him.
I mean, he can help me out. It's fine.
Oh, I'm sorry. He can? Oh, okay. I didn't realize you were making the rules inside the studio for the show. Oh, well, John's making the rules. Okay, he can help him out. And I guess I'll just leave. You don't need me here anymore.
No, come on.
Except then there's no show.
Guy playing basketball, he takes a shot, goes over the basket, and then goes to the ref and being like, it's okay that I did that. And it does count for points.
Nothing like
that. It's the guy, points. The ref decides how many points you get.
It's like it's like you're playing your own version of John basketball.
It's like I lean over to Hayes's board and I write in a funny pun on his thing, and then he goes, "Oh, it's okay. He can help me out." And then he gets the points from the points guy on At Midnight. No thanks.
No, you're not allowed to do
it. You can't do that.
The guy catches you doing that. The nerd, you're in big trouble. Have you guys done that show?
Alex is about to.
I'm about to.
Oh, scary. Tuesday. You got jitters?
I'm scared. Doing it with Stephen Tobolowsky, I'm very excited.
Good to look up what's in the news.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. That
day. Okay.
Imagine a picture and then imagine what you could say about it.
Mm-hmm.
Add cream to a movie.
Add cream to a movie.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to understand what that means.
Let's see.
You're going to need to be ready for something like that.
And they don't let you repeat the question out loud.
Mm-hmm.
I beat up a gay person when I was eating popcorn. I should have led with.
I mean,
to be clear, this is just because we did want popcorn in the answer that John's saying this.
Yeah. Sure.
So do you want to just say what you did?
I don't want to get into it. I just thought I'd get it out there. Now we're done. It's good. I think that's the next question.
Let's get another question out of the bag.
Ooh, was it because you were eating popcorn?
Come on. No. We really do not need to rehash this whole thing. Next question. Come on, guys.
Okay.
You feel bad about it, though.
Come on. No. Okay. Yes, obviously. But come on.
He said no.
Well, at first, I didn't. It took years to finally, you know, figure out what I had done was definitely wrong. You know, but that's...
It wasn't at first, just because
you were...
I wish there were a rule book. I didn't finish all these new rules.
Ugh, gross. Next question, please.
Hey, as long as we're apologizing for things we did, I'm sorry I blew past that John basketball thing you said before. It really was very funny to me. I was already trying to work in something about points. And I literally steamrolled right over it.
There was a real danger that would never, you would never have been able to say that.
If I got even 5 more seconds away from what had initially led me onto that idea, I would not have been able to do it. After doing it, not worth it.
Yeah.
I appreciate it.
Sorry. And John Basketball, if we want to talk about that later, let's all do that. Okay. Back into the popcorn bag and let's play the sound drop from my friend Mark. Ooh, yeah, that's, ooh, you know all the right spots and how all my pieces work. That's what she said. Oh, well.
Was it dig at me?
I got it. I don't know if it was. That's how popular the phrase is.
Okay.
Here's a question from Dixon. This is a short one. It's, Alex, what do you think of these and fangers? And it's a picture of Anne Hathaway holding up 2 fangers. And so the question is, what do you think?
Yeah. I'm into it. I am. Yeah.
Okay. Should we let's get another question out of the bag.
Sure.
Here's it. It's so close to making me God, Engineer Cody just spilled all over me.
And see,
that's great.
A lot of the times we wonder, like, how he knows so much about what's going on. So Mark Shonson from high school does a lot of these sound drops. He does them ahead of time. Mm-hmm. Often he seems to know an unusual amount about the show.
He got a promotion recently, actually.
From his job.
Yeah.
Yeah, he smashes dumpsters together for his job.
What?
He pushes dumpsters into one another.
For his job.
But, yes.
Yeah. Okay. Although I guess not anymore? Or?
Well, yes anymore, but he got a faster cart.
Cool. Cool, man.
Hmm. One of the dumpsters goes on a cart. The cart he used to use was very slow.
Okay.
Well, one dumpster goes on a cart and gets placed, and then another dumpster goes on the cart and gets put into the one which has been previously placed.
Mm-hmm.
And that's his smashed job. Into it.
That's his profession.
Yeah.
Someone's got to do it.
And then also he does.
You ever see that Mike Rowe show?
I don't think I did. I think I have.
This is a question from Bozos, formerly Bozos of John Basketball. The question is, Alex,
do you want more room to talk about that John Basketball stuff?
I'd maybe less.
Okay.
It's Alex, you and your bud, that's you, John.
Cool.
Oh, sure.
Seem to have mastered the small computers movies format so much, because you did small computers movies for a while.
Small computers movies.
With the next time on Bonnie, the Bonnie Hunt.
Oh, next time on Lonnie.
Yeah, small computers movies.
Yeah. Yeah.
You seem to have mastered that format so much.
Is that Lonnie Ross from 30 Rock?
No, it was just a character that I played.
But well, he did a lot of characters. He did impressions, yeah.
Oh, really?
Next time on Bonnie Hunt. Also, that sounds good.
Let me finish
okay.
the thing I was saying, yeah. if you don't mind. You and your bud seem to have mastered the small computer's movies format so much that now you're just in regular small movies. Mm-hmm. Isn't that moving backwards? Because you think about
yeah.
movies, you get movies.
Right.
And then TV is really just small movies. And then there's small computers movies now that you're seeing more and more.
Sure.
Sometimes even, and this seems to be something you don't understand, but sometimes you can even talk to them in your phone.
I've never thought about this. It's kind of blowing my mind right now. I mean, maybe, yeah, maybe we are moving backwards. Maybe we don't know where we're going.
Yeah.
You know?
Things are getting smaller and smaller.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you guys seem to be moving to...
bigger stuff.
The bigger stuff.
But like not good bigger. You're just saying bigger in the way that it's
harder watched. To carry.
Yes, definitely mm-hmm, harder yeah. to carry.
Mm-hmm. Harder to carry a television.
Yeah, for sure.
Sure.
I mean, it's just, I don't know, it's crazy because this show is just such a fucking smash success, you know? So it's like crazy that you think that it's like, you know, a move back. I know this isn't your question. I know this is someone else's question. Mm-hmm. But just being like the biggest show on the small movies.
Yeah, in the world.
Definitely in the world.
But are there any other shows anymore?
They're not going to be, I don't think.
Not after this one.
A lot of people were talking about just doing
big time all the time.
Big time.
Don't. On all the, yeah, on everything.
Because as people move their shows over to small computers more and more, at some point, are there any more shows on TV?
Yeah.
Just ours.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Answered. Next.
Let's take a question.
Okay. And then get another back?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll mark do it. Sound drop starting now. More like Bing time.
Oh, so that was good.
That's what we found out. Wow.
Here's a question from Blink. Dear Alex, what made you want to start taking your hair vertical? How has that decision changed your life? Can you give us any tips?
You know, Blink, it was a choice made very early on in my life. When I was very young, I experienced something incredible. I was visited by an alien, and he showed me pictures of the man that I could be, mm-hmm. not the man that I am, mm-hmm. the boy I was four. Mm-hmm. And he showed me these sketches of these aliens, and they were very advanced creatures.
Pictures of you, then he's showing you sketches of aliens.
Yeah.
Pictures of you.
Uh-huh.
But he's got sketches of aliens.
Yeah.
And he's an alien.
Right, right. Yeah, what's not to understand?
He's
showing me sketches of aliens.
Sketches of the aliens.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Pictures of me and sketches of aliens.
He's an alien.
And this is about hair?
Yeah.
Well, we're getting there, I guess.
And he gave me some sauce.
Yeah.
It's called hair sauce. And
dude, that's not hair sauce.
Why? What do you mean?
Dude.
No, he...
I'm taking a look at that right now, and dude, that is not hair sauce, dude. This, you've been putting that in your hair?
This is a jar of white hair sauce.
Let me take a sniff. Dude, that is not hair sauce, what dude. That alien fucking trolled you, dude.
What do you, dude? Smells like a towel I used to have in my adolescent bedroom. Could have doubled as a lampshade,
you got
know what
trolled,
I mean.
Dude. That is not hair
dude,
sauce.
You've been trolled. That alien trolled. You dude, hair sauce.
His name was Steve.
Oh,
he's an alien.
Oh, dude.
Steve's not an alien, classic troll.
Steve's a fucking mega troll, dude. He's the
what
king.
What are you talking about?
That ain't hair sauce, dude. That's Steve's sauce, baby.
All right, well, this is where I get my hair sauce. Steve gives it to me, the alien. He brings it to me every night, and I don't appreciate you fucking with me and doing all this stuff, but he shows me sketches of aliens. He shows me pictures of myself, and he gives me hair sauce.
Dude, that E.T. porn home joke I made before must have really hit you hard, huh?
All right, and I'm sorry that I'm getting annoyed, that I'm getting ticked off. Because I was, you know, from when I was 4 to now, I have been given hair sauce from Steve. So if you don't stop effing with me here on this podcast, I didn't come to this podcast to get effed with about my this Steve alien that's been following me for my life, giving me jars of white hair sauce.
Does he look like an alien?
Yes! He's got glasses, he has doughy face. What are you... He has glasses, doughy face, he wears a plaid shirt, he has shorts, he has very hairy legs, and he wears sandals with socks. I don't know why this is funny. And he's an alien, and he comes in a ship.
What's the ship look like?
A jar. A small jar.
So he just, he's holding a jar.
Hair sauce.
He's got one jar of hair sauce, and yes. The other one's a jar. He goes, this is a ship I flew in, and you should have seen it land.
He says, I came in this.
Yes.
And you think that means that he arrived in it.
Yes, he arrived in a tiny jar.
He might not even be trolling you. He might.
He might be being pretty straight up.
I don't know.
Did he say he was an alien, or you said he's an alien?
I'm saying he's an alien. He says that he's my neighbor, Steve, and I say that he is an alien that has followed me through time.
Dude, you trolled yourself, dude.
I don't know what the fuck you're talking about, man.
The effect is good, though. Next question. You can see it on phone screens. Your whole hair is easier now because the screens are straight up and down, and so it's been good for you.
Yeah, I have my career because of Steve, the alien that comes in the jar to my house.
Guys, thank you for being on the show. A lot of Secret Life of Walter Mitten questions.
You mean Walter Mitty.
What was that like?
The Secret Life of Walter Mittens, I don't know what that is, so I can't even answer that. That sounds like it sounds like they're probably trying to ask about a movie.
And what was it like?
What did you do?
It was great. I was in it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And what's, like, the deal with it?
What's the deal with it? It's just it was a movie that came out that I was in. Not Walter Mittens.
Been there.
Yeah.
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 Yeah, it was great, though. You know. Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Thanks. And thanks, John Bass.
I could see you. You mouthed exciting. Big Mouth Billy. That is a good way to memorize it.
Mm-hmm. Thanks for being here. What we're going to do is tell people to like us on the iTunes and the Facebook and go talk to us on the forums. Rate us, write a positive review. Be friends with us. Like us. Tell your friends about us. Want to listen to us more? Go ahead and do it. And that's not all. Somebody's going to get the pro version.
It's your Senator Harry Reid.
Okay, your Senator Harry Reid, and he may have gotten it before, but who cares, you know? And so if he gets it again, then he's going to get it from Alex and John, and they're going to give him a little sneak preview of some of the things that Dell might be getting called on the next season of Big Time in Hollywood, Florida.
Let's just do 10.
Just rip off 10.
Okay.
Just do a quick 10.
Just a nice, quick 10.
Nice round number.
All right, here we go. Is this for the pro version?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So I got to pro it up.
And you say his name, too.
What's his name?
These are the good ones.
Your Senator Harry Reid.
Your Senator Hare Del Reid. It's Dell Computer. it's 2. There we got 8 more to go. 8 more to Dell. 3. 3 rhymes with me, rhymes with Dell.
4.
Dell.
Deliva.
Oh, that's a good rhymes. One. Deliva, like Godiva?
Like Elvira.
No. That would be Delvira.
That's another one.
That's fine.
Dello.
Oh.
No. Oh.
Yeah, keep it coming.
Hold on. Leave it to Delver. Dells, which should be friends. Sean, that would be the friends.
Jean-Claude Van Dell.
Oh, man, that's a good one. Heil Deller.
Heil Deller. Bye.
Bye.
Hollywood Handbook is brought to you by Wolf Cool Productions, a subsidiary of Calvin and Hobbes. Ow, baby.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.